And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week's show is our second in a series of label specials, this week brought to you by His Panic Stomp, which is actually not only a label, but it's a free CD that you can all download. So these are 8 of the 14 tracks that are on the CD that we're playing this week, but you can go and make the whole CD yourself. I'll tell you about it a little bit more after this. This is Baby Horror. So you're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Right.
Tony. And that was Baby Horror and La Tierra Temblo. What do I know is, Tony, what is Baby Horror's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Baby Horror?
It is. Tony won. Poorly being the internet, Neil. Now, we would... So, basically, as I say, there's 14 tracks on here. Now, this is actually called His Panic Stomp Girls Compilation 2010. Now, we didn't do 2009 because my laptop was buggered.
Ah.
We did 2008, so and 2009 is still available as well, and all of these things are free. Now, it is a little bit involved. What you have to do, I hope you've got a pen there, is you have to go to His Panic Stomp, or His Panic Stomp, HISPANICSTOMP.blogspot.com, and follow the instructions. You download zip files, you extract the files, and then you record the MP3s onto CD and download the artwork, and then you can cut out the artwork and stick it all in, and you've got yourself a proper CD. Absolutely brilliant. And this is a really good one. Now, as I say, last week was pretty serious punk rock, if you were listening last week. This week, it isn't. This is varying degrees of rockabilly this week. So you'll get some that verge on psychobilly, some that are more conventional rockabilly. There's also, of the ones that I'm not playing, there's a few instrumentals on here that are really good. They're kind of surf garage instrumentals. It's just a really good CD, basically. Tony, I recommend you do the same yourself, because I know there's a certain little lady lives in your house that would really like it.
Okay.
And while you're there, I'd get 2009, sorry, because they have got 2009 still on the site as well. So in fact, I think they've got 2008, so you can really go crazy. Now, in the past, it's been an Hispanic Stomp Girls calendar.
Yeah.
This year, it's not a calendar. This year, it's a photo album. So basically, you get a photograph of every single girl who sits. These are sort of 13 or 14 different bands in Spain that have a girl singer. So what they've done is they've got every single girl singer has a photograph taken for the Hispanic Stomp Girls calendar. This year, it's not. It's a photo book because there's 14 tracks. Bizarrely, 13 tracks and a bonus track. I don't know why it's not just track 14, but anyway, the bonus track is the rarest. All I can think is that the rarest appear on every single one of these, so maybe they're just putting them on the end as these are on as well, sort of thing.
Right.
Anyway, it's very, very good. I would have MySpace comments for you this week, but I haven't. We have had one or two. I just wanted to chat. We haven't really gone on much about how you can listen to this show other than the way you have done. A lot of you download, some of you listen on internet radio, but I just wanted to run through all the ways that you can do it at the start of the show. Is that all right, Tate?
Yeah.
Right. So, basically, we have the obvious download, and the preferred download is via iTunes, because the more of you that subscribe to us via iTunes, the more coverage we get on the site, and it's easy for us to be featured. And while you're there, we'd like you to review us as well. I know we say this every week, but it helps, basically. What else could you do, Tony? What are other ways to listen?
You can listen to us on HussySkunk.com. We're on three times a week, I think it is, at different times. That's at HussySkunk.com. We're on Wicked Radio, which is wickedradio.org. We're on most nights, I think every night. I think we're new shows at weekend and old shows in the week. And we're on Roach Radio, which is on MySpace somewhere or Facebook somewhere. And we're on Friday nights or
it's
Saturday
on somewhere.
Nights. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and then obviously you can download us via the website, punkyradio.com, or at Podcast Alley or at Podbean. Basically, you can just stick our name in and you'll find us. I realise you have found us because you're listening, but I know that you might not know there's other ways to listen. So this is really for first-time listeners. So this is an Hispanic Stomp special, as I say, Tone. I'm going to get on with track two. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Right, so this is track two. Now, the first one we played was actually track two on the album. This one is track four. This is by a band called Rocket Pockets. What are those, Tony? What is Rocket Pockets' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RocketPockets?
It is. Tony, too, you've probably been internet nil. This is a slower rockabilly number. This is Blues, Stay Away From Me.
Well, now I'll say Blues.
That's the Rocket Pockets, Tony. Strongly recommend you look into them. All the bands we've got this week are on MySpace. Most of them should be on our MySpace Top Friends for the Week. And interestingly, quite a few of them are from the Barcelona area. And I wonder whether any of them will be going to the Psychobilly meeting, which I'm looking forward to very much. End of June. And like when the, because what happens as well is I let all the bands know we played them. And then a few of them send us messages back saying thanks. And the ones that do it, they're from Barcelona. I say, oh, by the way, I'll be at the Psychobilly meeting if you're up there. Come and say hello. I'll interview you if you like. You never know. It might be so.
Oh, nice.
Have you got any podcasts, Alan?
I do.
Oh, sorry, Tony. And did I just say you're listening to the Chop Tops right now? Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
Ah, no. Well, I thank you. Thank you for your podcast, Ali, comments. We've got a few in, but we are out as of this week, so please do vote for us. It's still early in May, 10th of May, so do vote for us. Easy way to do it. It's go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is important. Please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment if you so wish, because I read them out. Please do leave your comments and obviously vote, because I'll enjoy reading them out. So there you go. And here are the top five, in fact the only five we've got. Gooper Gooper: listening to Punky lets me hear bands that I wouldn't have discovered otherwise. Milky Pants from Milky Twilight Pants. And Thebes.
Thank you, Twilight and Thebes. They live on the side of the dirty mountain. Did briefly hear from them the other week. They are still podcasting. They've just done a new one, actually.
Oh, okay. I think last time I checked out the show, we hadn't done a new one in a good while. I think it was probably in the new year or something, when everyone's just a little bit too busy catching up.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're still working on the house that is on the side of a dirty mountain. And, I mean, by the time I go back, because I will go back, because it's a fantastic place and they're fantastic people in New Mexico, in a secret dirty mountain. But I know the location. And, the building is fantastic. There's a bunch of shacks on the side of the dirty mountain. And there isn't. They're building a palace, basically. It is brilliant. And they tell me what the latest thing they're building, big porches and utility rooms and outhouses. They'll have a swimming pool before long.
Nice.
Well, it'll be the best looking house on the side of the dirty mountain.
Yeah. Cool. Next up, first up in May. Sweet. First vote for Punky in May. Do your thing, my friends. Peace, Marcus. XY rocks.
Marcus, you legend. I did vote back. I have done some voting this month. I have managed to vote Punky this month. It doesn't take long if you're listening. While you're there, just get on the net. Give us a quick vote. No.
And as you say, even I'm late this month. What a smack, Todd. Paulie B.
Oh, that's from me, isn't it?
That's from you. Told you, I've read all the comments now. We've got hardly any left, or none left. Punky, I don't have anything interesting to say. I just love it when you read my name out. Tom Boldy. Lots of love, Tom Boldy.
Tom Boldy.
Tom Boldy.
We like Tom Boldy, don't we?
We do.
We like him a lot. Well done, Tom Boldy. Thanks for voting. The rest of you, take a leaf out of Tom's book. Do the same.
Exactly. Doesn't even have to be in. And finally. Vote. So, today is election day, and I've just made my first ever trip to the polling stations and aided in choosing the next four that will no doubt bring this country to its knees by the method of an angry pirate and school fuckers all. But I'm also going to do some good on this day and vote Punky, Murphy the Yeti.
Thanks, Murphy. And I hope your first voting experience was good. Sadly, the outcome at the moment is fucking tragic. In my opinion. But we haven't really spoken about it, have we? I think it would make more sense to talk about it when it's been established who is going to govern this sceptred isle.
Well, yeah.
Because I'm still holding out for the Liberals to not be able to make an agreement with the Tories. It's looking increasingly unlikely.
Well, Brown's quit now, hasn't he? So maybe that's opened up the negotiations.
Is that in the last few hours?
Yeah, about 2 hours ago.
Oh, really? Because I haven't had... Tony, you've given me a piece of political information.
Wow.
Yeah, he quit.
There's me randomly watching sport. I need to get my news channel on.
Yeah, they've quit, and I think the officially Lib Dems are opening up talks with Labour now, rather than...
Right, because they did talk to them last night, didn't they?
Yeah, secret talks.
Yeah, secret talks. I think they basically said, get rid of the Brown and we'll talk.
Yeah.
Which seems a bit harsh, but I suppose... You see... Let's talk about this after the next song, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's do the next song. This is Carol D and V59.
No sé si es solo para mí. Mercy. Oh, apiádate de mí. Me, yeah. Me. Mercy. Oh, apiádate de mí. Me. Si me abraza, me derretirá. Él ya sabe lo que va a pasar. Si le miro, no lo olvidará. Solo es mío y de nada. Olvida, me perderá. Mercy. Oh, apiádate de mí. Me, yeah. Me. Mercy. Oh, apiádate de mí. Me. Apiádate de mí.
That's Carol D and V59. Mercy. On this Hispanic Stomp label special. We are doing label specials for the whole of May and possibly into June as well now. It just keeps me... Well, because we've got this... I'll tell you in future weeks, but okay. Basically, I'm very pleased about the latest label special that's potentially come through because they've sent us 44 tracks to choose from. It's really, really good. Oh, I'll tell you, it's the label Slovenly, which is now Wowie Los Arg's label.
Oh, right, okay. Nice.
So there's going to be a Garage Punk special in the next few weeks. I'll probably leave it until early June, actually, but they're getting a special. It's a great time for label specials. It's great. I am quite enjoying it. So, yeah, so I've just watched a bit of news about Mr. Brown, and, he is indeed to stand down as Labour leader. These are exciting times in this country, really. I've got my major problem with this, without knowing too much about what's happened, which I'm slightly ashamed of myself for, because I haven't been watching it. I was in Sainsbury's. That's modern politics for you. While Rome burns, yeah. I'm getting shopping, right? is that my main concern is that if Labour... now have a new leader acceptable to the Lib Dems. It's the second leader in succession who hasn't got the mandate of the people. He hasn't been voted in or out. No. He's just the leader of the party. So presumably they'd need another election sooner rather than later to see if this guy would be suitable, acceptable for the electorate. So it could just lead to more mayhem. But
yeah, would it isn't. They're possibly going to be in election within a year anyway, or people are saying...
I would think whatever happened, but certainly if there's a Labour leader with no mandate, the Tories will be screaming, let's have another election right now.
But I think they're saying that Brown wants a new leader in place by September.
Right.
But it may probably be sooner than that, I imagine. But that's what they're aiming for, and I think Miliband's the favourite.
Oh, God. Mind you, he's not as bad as his brother.
Yeah, there's an Ed and a David, isn't there?
Yeah.
Those two. I thought there was.
Ed's a freak. So, anyway, we'll talk more about this as the show goes on, perhaps. I wasn't expecting this to be a political show in any way at all, but you never know. I was going to tell you all about what I did last week, but I might save that, or certainly some of that, for the second half of the show. I will just say that I did a gig last Thursday in High Barn, which is in rural North Essex, which you probably wouldn't think of Essex, because you think of Essex in a certain way, don't you? You think of Essex Girls, you think of Basildon, you think of Romford, you think of South End, but actually rural Essex, North Essex is beautiful. And this gig was incredible. It was in an 850-year-old building that looked like something Beowulf would have had meetings in.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic gig in a beautiful place called Great Bardfield, near to a place called Thaxted. Have you heard of Thaxted?
I haven't. No.
If ever you're anywhere near, go. It's absolutely beautiful. If you want something that just looks completely Anglo-Saxon / ancient British English as a town, it's going back thousands of years. It was one of Boudicca's places, I think, Thaxted, Boadicea to the Romans. It's got this incredibly old church, and it's got a windmill, mate.
Wow.
And more importantly, a few good-looking pubs. Sadly, I only drove through it, but I fancy a night in Thaxted at some point. So if you are listening and you live in Thaxted and you've got a spare room, get in touch. I'll be over. So anyway, did that on Thursday. Friday, my gig got cancelled, so I went out in Hitchin and got absolutely leathered with Amber's over from the US. Omberance is over for the week. And she wanted to go out in Hitchin. I went, I've got no problem with that. So we went out, bumped into my friend Alison, who is recently split up and from her husband, and is just getting leathered. And it was very funny. I don't want to say that someone splitting up from a long-term relationship is funny, but how she's behaving at the moment is hilarious. She was out drinking me at a rate of knots, and ended up having to be held up by Omberons one side, me the other. And we went to Chic Bar, this new bar where I'm doing the after show for the last-minute comedy thing. Anyway, that was Friday. I'll do Saturday and Sunday, because Sunday was my big day this week. But I'll do Saturday and Sunday after the next song. Is that? Oh, I haven't asked you. What is Camel D and V59's MySpace page?
Ooh, myspace.com/ Carol Dean?
No, it's myspace.com, Carol D, D-E-E, and then V59. So CaroldeeV 59, Carol D 59. Again, off the Hispanic Stomp compilation that we are featuring all this week. I've gone off track in this bit, haven't I? I'm going to get on the next bit, Tony, I think.
Okay.
I think I need to regroup. Anyways, and really, this is one that I should get you to introduce this band, really, just to see how you said it. But anyway, I'm going to have a crack at it. This is Los Alaridos Salvajes. I was wondering if you'd give me their MySpace page, Tony.
MySpace.com/... Los Alaridos Salvajes.
Yes, it is, Tony. It is. It's Tony 3, finally being in the internet one. Let's just keep this simple and say hopefully they'll be in our MySpace top friends, but it's myspace.com/ Los Alaridos Salvajes. And this is technically a cover version, Tony.
Okay.
In that, it's a famous old, I think it was originally Hazel Atkins. I'm not sure who did this. It might have been The Phantom, but... It's a song called She Said that the Cramps have covered. Half the bands in the world have covered this song. But this is in Spanish. And when I looked at it, I thought, what's Ella Dice? Well, I think it's Ella Dite. I think that would make more sense. Or actually, in Spanish, Ella Dite, it could be. Which I think probably just means She Said. You'll know it when you hear it.
Ella dice, ¡oh!
So, Tony, that was, I'm going to have another crack at this, Los Aloidos Salvaeth, I think, anyway, with Elodite, or Elodice. I'm afraid my pronunciation is not great, but let's face it, all of you out there in podcast land, I'm probably making a better fist of it than my co-host would.
Mm-hmm. Is that the truth?
Yeah, but anyway, that's not the important thing. You have other talents. I was wondering whether over the last week you've managed to have a look at a website called GoDaddy.
I haven't, no.
Well, should I tell you a little bit about them?
Please.
And I would like to dedicate this bit to our friends at the Glass Pipe Podcast.
Bankers.
Essentially, they're a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7?
Into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off any order not already discounted. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY8 code, that's...
PUNKY8?
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, Bebe.
Which fortunately is on the up just in the last day or two.
Yay.
Thanks to Europe and Greek sorting themselves out a bit, because we had dropped to $1.48 in the US, which I was not happy about. And there is now a PUNKY9 code. That's...
PUNKY9?
Which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Hey, you Brits! Yet another code. PUNKY25, that's...
PUNKY25.
It's 25% off orders of over 65 quid. Buggeration. PUNKY20H, that's...
PUNKY20H.
It's 20% off hosting plans, and PUNKY SSL, which is...
PUNKY SSL.
Which will give you a standard SSL certificate for just $12.99. So go to godaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. I think we've got away with that.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, maybe I would just like to make a brief statement here about the reasoning, the essence of punk rock as I see it. The ethos. Shortly after the death of Malcolm McLaren, who single-handedly pretty much created punk rock in this country and was always in it for the money, hence the Sex Pistols film, The Great Rock and Roll Swindle, which was all about the money. In fact, punk rock, like most other music, has always been about the money. It was more a fight against the kind of music that was in the charts and the attitude of it, rather than any major political movement, certainly in this country. I accept that in France, for example, punk rock was entirely anarchic, and the idea was that nobody ever made any money, ever. But in this country, for punk rock to survive, it had to be sustainable, as has been proved down the years. Hence, there are always people making money out of punk rock. Does that sound okay?
Yes.
Does that make sense to you? Because I think it's important, basically. I don't want to make an apology for the fact that this show is sponsored. But yeah, if this show wasn't sponsored, it probably wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So I think for the small minute or two that we actually talk about the sponsor, I think the rest of the show more than makes up for it. Certainly, as we are exposing bands who otherwise wouldn't be exposed and go to a lot of trouble to fucking do so.
And at least we take the time to read it out ourselves every week rather than just play something every week that's exactly the same. It's always a little bit different.
I don't know whether you can hear the sirens going past at the moment, mate, but... as I was saying that, as all these sirens come past, I thought, oh no, it's the punk rock police.
I thought that was here, because I live next to a police station.
Oh, right, yeah, well, no, I live on what I can only describe as the High Roman's Lodge is by the emergency services roundabout for North Hertfordshire. Right. So there's always sirens going off around it. Any road up. Here's the next song, De Hooya Cats, My Rockin' Love.
I'm fell in love with a man. He played the wheel bass in the rock and roll band. The only thing he loves is his band. The only thing he loves is his band. office a smile that touches his hands till I discover he likes the older girls. Till I discover he likes the older girls. Baby, 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 baby. Baby, 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 baby. My new boyfriend plays taxi, likes the moonlight and sweet romance. If he talk of love, I will die. If he talk of love, I will die. I just find a brand new love. He's a drummer, he's good enough, but he's a sticking ha, all alone. All day long. Baby, 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 baby. Baby, 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 baby. Love to feel the embrace of his heart. He's on tour all day, got no day. Oh, he's on tour all day, got no day. Now the man I want is you. A handsome rocket whose love is true. When any band plays, we just them. Baby, 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 yeah.
So that is, and I'm hoping I'm saying this right as well, Tijuya Cats, My Rockin' Love from the Hispanic Stomp Girls compilation 2010. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Tijuya Cats' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Tijuya Cats.
It is. It's Tony Four, Paulie B, the Internet One, and you're spelling this T-I-H-U-Y-A-C-A-T-S. You listen to Dead Sixties underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Tony, have you got a gig guide?
I do.
Does that mean it's Tony Four?
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ah.
Yeah. So, I've got one here. I've had it a few months, but it's finally come around to being relevant because it's this month. But if you do have any gigs to, you know, let me know for the International Gig Guide, do email me tony@punkyradio.com, just with the band's name, where they're from, how much it is, any kind of further information, links, any gigs it might be your band or a band in your area, anything you want people to know about, because it is International Gig Guide. So it doesn't have to just be in the UK or whatever. But this week it's from Tom Baldy.
Tom Baldy.
Tom Baldy. Who I think he sent me this three times because he thought I'd forgotten him. But I haven't forgotten you, Tom. I'm just waiting till it's a bit close to the time. And he says, "Hey Tony, for any lovers of punk in the Northwest, Morecambe is hosting a Nice and Sleazy Festival."
Nice and Sleazy does
nice
it.
Nice and Sleazy. 3 days of punk, ska, oi, and even crappy acoustic. Selling it,
oh,
Tom.
Lord.
Thanks. Bands so far include Eddie and the Hot Rods, Goldblade, Straighten Out, Blitzkrieg, The Snipes, Prairie Dogs, The Red Eyes, Pistola Kicks, Paul Carter, Cash from Chaos, First Time Riot. I think we've played First Time Riot, haven't we?
We have indeed played First Time Riot, my friend.
Psycho Circus, Bank Holiday Jazz, lots of bands. Tickets are around £30, camping included. Dates are 28th to the 30th of May. The location is Trimble Sports and Social Club, out Moss Lane, Morecambe. Come on down, I'll be the naked lost teenager you'll see wandering around the local Audi on Sunday evening. Lots of love, Tom Baldy. Thank you very much, Tom. I haven't got any more information links for that, but Trimble Sports and Social Club in Morecambe.
I should think if that does appeal to you, you will be able to do necessary research for it.
Yeah.
Now, just run through the dates again.
The 28th to 30th of May.
Now, that is the same weekend as Strummer Camp, which right. is also in the Northwest, which we will be talking about more next week.
Okay.
But it does mean that I think if both of them have day tickets, you could maybe do both.
Ah.
See if there's a load of bands you like one day, a load of bands that you like at the other festival the other day.
Mm.
They're not far away from each other. It's only about 50 miles, I suppose.
Right.
So it might be a bit more 60. So, yeah, it sounds excellent.
Yeah.
Sounds absolutely excellent.
Worth checking out.
Yeah.
So that's all I've got for
so does that mean that concludes
Tony's international gig guide? Yeah.
Well, in that case then, here's something else not punk. Dead Mustangs, Teenage Again. Mustangs, Teenage Again, from the Hispanic Stomp Girls Compilation 2010. You should be getting the idea now that everything is from that CD this week, Tony. And it's free to download. Hispanicstomp.blogspot.com. Get yourself a free CD. The stuff we're playing on it is the stuff we can. There's some cover versions and some surf instrumentals on there that I've left out. So even though that quite possibly not every song this week is in any way typical of punky, I wanted to do a special for this because it's such a nice thing to have, and it's free and they go to a lot of trouble, so it's nice if you go to a lot of trouble as well, download the thing and just, because basically I mean it's a sampler, so some of these I mean I've got some of these bands on here I've already been in touch with and said, listen, have you got anything else, because they're really really good. So hopefully you're enjoying the music this week. Next week it'll be different again. That's pretty much the whole of May. It's Mad May. It's Punky's Mad May. It's label special, Tony.
It's nice. I like it.
What is the Dead Mustangs MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Dead Mustangs?
No, and I've been a bit cheeky there. So I did say that it's MySpace.com/The Dead Mustangs, but they are called Dead Mustangs. So that's Tony and Internet... No, it's Tony 4, Paulie B and Internet 2. Yes. Yes, it is. You're listening to Guano Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony. I'm going to conclude what I did last weekend. Okay. Saturday night, I did a gig in Bournemouth that's exclusively Stags and Hens. It means you can do the gig whenever you want, and I quite like it. The money's all right. It's an early start show. It's in a nightclub in Bournemouth called Lava Ignite, which is Bournemouth's biggest nightclub. And I was on first this time. Last time I did it, I was on first. Minor problem. It's a Stags and Hens gig, but there weren't any hens.
All right.
It was just blokes.
Oh, dear.
It was just 80 blokes. And you don't realise when you're doing stand-up how much of the material you do is actually aimed at women until they're not there. And it was really odd. I was having to change every routine, every little bit. I was having to cut it a little bit or do something different. I thought, oh, that won't work. And you're thinking it through in your head as you're performing it, because you're just faced suddenly with an audience you're not expecting. It went all right, it was fine. After that, drove to Dorchester, because I decided to stay over and do a show ambulance round the southwest. And so booked into a pub called the Sydney Arms, which had rooms above it. It's absolutely brilliant, this pub, mate. And it had Thatcher's cider on tap. Still cider, not the bubbly bollocks. Proper fucking West Country cider.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. It was so strong, I sat through a female acoustic duo.
Really?
Whose combined age probably wasn't mine.
Right.
And one of the quirks of their act was that they did it barefoot. So, in honour of that fact, I'm actually making Punky barefoot. I'm doing it Sandy Shaw style, mate. I'm walking across a zebra crossing in the Beatles here. I've got no shoes on, I've got no socks on, I'm barefoot.
They made quite the impact on you then.
Oh, they didn't. But I just thought it was quite funny that they had to, because the thing is, they both had quite nice shoes. You know, I'm into shoes, aren't I? When they finished the gig and put their shoes on, they were both wearing like these really sexy high heel shoes. I go, I should have had those on all the way through. You might have held me attention a bit more. You know, it's the usual acoustic garbage. Made interesting by the fact that one had an acoustic guitar and one had a flute. So basically, when she wasn't singing, she was flautisting it up. She was going flute crazy. And there are like some relatively well-known songs that have been in charts and that, but it's all stuff I don't fucking know by warbling acoustic bollocks. Oh, Graham. Ah, Graham would have loved it. I just couldn't get involved.
No.
So what we did was we sat on a table right by them and tried to stare them out. They were getting really freaked out. But fair play to them, they stayed very professional. And then when the gig finished, they put their high heel shoes on, they started to pack their stuff up, and then their dad came in. He'd been sat in the van all the way through, and I think they were sisters, because he came in, helped them pack all the stuff up, and then he fucked off.
Nice.
One drunk bloke, about 20, 21 years old, girls, I thought you were brilliant, here's my card. And they went, oh, thank you. And they were really sweet. They go, oh, thank you very much. So I thought you were great. Got any CDs out? And they go, not yet, because I want to buy one. Here's my card. I think it's just his phone number. I think he just fancied one of them.
Right. Anyway, up.
Got there the next morning, woke up. Oh, we were talking to the barman called Brad. And Brad's 19 and is now corrupted. Because after the pub shut and the locals left, he said we normally keep going till about 12:30. I said, you're going later than that tonight. He goes, why? I said, I'm a fucking resident, don't you know the law? I can keep drinking till I say. And he was too young to know any different. So we just got him absolutely fucked. A really nice bloke. Hello, Brad, if you're listening. I did give him the Punky Radio details at some point. On the Sunday, got up and I was thinking about going to Cheddar Gorge, and I thought, fuck that, this weather looks shit. And where we were in Dorchester, because my Taunton gig had been cancelled as well. It's a bit fucking nowhere. Not far from Tollpuddle, in this time of political crisis, the home, of course, of the Tollpuddle Martyrs. Have you heard of the Tollpuddle Martyrs, Tony?
I haven't.
You haven't? Right, well, they're one of the only incidents of revolution in this country, thwarted after an agent provocateur was sent to the village of Tollpuddle to persuade some of the locals that if they marched on London, everyone else from every other village in the country would meet them there. And it was a lie, it was just to make an example of them. They're all strung up. and they became known as the Toll Puddle Martyrs. And it's a funny little village in Dorset that's clearly a one-trick pony because everything about it is martyrs.
Right.
As you drive in, the first thing you see is the Toll Puddle Martyrs Museum. There's one pub, it's called the Martyrs Inn. Right. There's an adventure playground, I was expecting to be called the Martyrs Adventure Playground. It's all... Anyway, didn't hang about there, because I looked on the map at other things that were nearby and noticed Cerne Abbas. Have you heard of the Cerne Abbas Giant?
No.
The Cerne Abbas Giant is one of three chalk structures that are mysteriously drawn into hills in the south of England.
Oh, right.
There's a white horse in Hampshire. There's the Long Man of Wilmington in East Sussex. Mm-hmm. And there's the Cerne Abbas Giant. And you'll have seen a photo of it, Tone. The Cerne Abbas Giant. Well, I'll explain. We went from Toll Puddle through Puddle Town, up through Piddle Hinton, via Piddle Trenthide, passing the Piddle Inn and crossing the River Piddle on the way to Cerne Abbas. I was having a right laugh. I was piddling myself. We got to Cerne Abbas. The Cerne Abbas Giant is a chalk drawing that no one knows how old this thing is. No one really knows a lot about it, but trust me, man, it's old. It's probably going back to pre-Roman times. And it's a chalk drawing of a large man with a pronounced rib cage holding it, wielding a giant club with an erect cock.
Right.
And it's just in the side of a hill in provincial rural England. It's fantastic. Now, I do have to say to those of you, and Cerne is spelled C-E-R-N-E and Abbas is A-B-B-A-S, I do have to say, I strongly recommend that you look into the Cerne Abbas Giant and definitely make it a place to visit at some point. It's fantastic. And I have seen photographs of the Cerne Abbas Giant before, not least a friend of mine, a female friend of mine, who had a party at her house. And we were all around there and someone went into a bedroom. And they said to me, Paul, you've got to check out a bedroom. Right, I said, check this out. Went in, she had a massive poster of the Cerne Abbas Giant, right, in her bedroom. Not a lot else, really. She has a bed and that, but this massive poster of the Cerne Abbas Giant. Anyway, we collared her a little bit later on at the party, and after she'd got over the shock that we'd invaded her bedroom and stopped having fucking go at us, I said to her, yeah, but would you mind me asking, why have you got a poster of the Cerne Abbas Giant in your bedroom? And she said, he's got a giant club and a massive cock. He's my perfect man. I thought, as a result of that, just on that basis, seeing what her idea of a perfect man was, something that no modern man could hope to compete with, a club-wielding ancient Briton with a massive cock. Well, Russ could maybe have a go at it, or perhaps Jeff Ugly Shoes. I have decided never to date a woman whose perfect man is the Cerne Abbas Giant. I'll be putting it on my new questionnaire. We went to Stonehenge after that. It was brilliant, but you just have to go there. Because bizarrely, I want to tell you now about two gigs this weekend before we get on with Song 7, which is, it's my shows this weekend in Hitchin and Letchworth. They feature George Egg and Rob Heaney at Woodside Hall in Hitchin on Friday. And the Arts Centre in Letchworth on Saturday. Details on lastminutecomedy.com, usual times and prices. Love to see you down there. There's an after-show party in Hitchin at Chic Bar, which is a new bar, and it's got a downstairs bar, and it's also got an upstairs champagne bar, which is hilariously cool and only holds about 20 people. So basically, everyone's going to go down there. We'll all take it in turns to hang about in the champagne bar. DJ Roch is spinning the wax. I've established that. Oh, shit, yeah. And I am going to be hosting a music quiz in there in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, okay.
I'll get up to some stuff. Right, well, let's get on with the next song, Tone. I'll say it. Let's say it and play it. Oh, there's a new little line for me. Let's say it and play it. The confidence, sometimes so mean.
You're sweet like an angel, baby. You're sweet like the honey, baby. You're sweet. The sugar, baby. How can you be so nice on me? You're sweet like an angel, baby. You're sweet and the honey, baby. You're sweet like the sugar, baby. Morning, one more time. I wanna tell you, baby, one more time that you told me you were mine, oh mine. When you say so, it was a lie. Please, please, please forget me. You're sweet like an angel, baby. You're sweet. You're high, baby, you're sweet. Like
your sugar, baby. How can you be sometimes so mean or sweet? Like an angel, baby, you're sweet. And the honey, baby, you're sweet. Like the sugar, baby. Mommy, one more time.
Confidence, sometimes so mean, Tony. What is the Confidence MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheConfidence?
No, it's not. It's the Confidence. It's MySpace.com/TheConfidence, as in NTS, followed by BCN. MySpace.com/TheConfidenceBCN, because they are, of course, from Barcelona. And one of the bands that I will be trying to track down when I go over there at the end of June. They have also come, of course, from the Hispanic Stomp Girls Compilation 2010, which is free. Sort it out for yourself. Get yourself a free CD. We try and help you here on Punky while we're not money-grabbing anti-punks. So there's a free CD on offer here. Grasp it with both hands. You're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing just a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
And now it's time for me to announce the winners of the Bridget Handley stroke Bridget Handley in the Dark Shadows stroke Dark Shadows competition, which features two EPs from the Dark Shadows and a t-shirt. And what we've got for you is, I had quite a few entries in. Now, these have been plucked at random, but I'm quite pleased with the one I got, and I'm going to read out the email that came with the answer. Now, the answer was, the question was, what would the Dark Shadows be called before they were called the Dark Shadows, and they were called Bridget Handley and the Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
And the winner for the competition is one Timo Schmidt. Well done, Timo. I hope you don't mind me reading out the email, but anyway, this is quite funny. Hope I'm not too late for this, as you obviously want to send the precious CDs and the t-shirt to Germany rather than pay the ridiculous overpriced postage to the US again. Answer is obviously Bridget Handley in the Dark Shadows. Keep up the good work, and if I ever get around to it, I'll even put your first ever vote on German iTunes. All the best, Timo. Well done, Timo. You have won. What I'll do is I'll send you an email, say you've won, and then if you can send me your address, I'll get this to you hopefully by 2011.
And
we have got more competitions coming in future weeks, and thank you to everyone that entered. We do appreciate when you enter. Because the more of you that do, it kind of gives us it gives me a gauge of how popular the band are that we've played by how many people enter the competition. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and lots of you did, as suspected, because they are a great band. The Dark Shadows, check them out, still on their world tour. They'll still be in Europe. And Timo, I think they've got more German dates, so check out the site. Might even, I'll tell you what I'll do, Timo. When you send me your address, if you are anywhere where they are, I'll see if I can guest list you for the gig as an extra little prize. How about that?
That'd be cool.
Maybe even arrange you to meet the band.
Hey.
How exciting is that? Dark Shadows. So, well, Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you for all your nominations. I had a couple this week, so many thanks for that. I still need more. It's never ending, and I don't think, you know, it's never going to end, folks. So please do keep sending me your twats. Best way, and the only way to do that is email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. And there's nothing much more simpler than this week's. which is a one-liner from John, and this will be John from the Bleach Boys.
Hey,
FNAF. Yeah, FNAF. Who just says, David Cameron, end of story, John. So, that's a simple nomination, thanks for that.
Okay, Tony, maybe we can expand on this for our listeners from overseas. David Cameron is potentially the next Prime Minister of Great Britain.
Yeah, he got the most votes.
Prime Minister. He's also a Tory, which is a Conservative, which is basically someone further to the right in politics. I'm being polite as I can about this oily catwank. I can't abide him. I really
slimy little shit.
He's a slimy wanker, and even though, you know, hope on hope that, well, for me personally, hope on hope that that Labour were going to get enough, because I don't really blame Labour for a lot of what's happened in the last 2 years. I think they've just had to ride a global economic...
It's a global problem, wasn't it?
Recession, yeah. And regardless of some of the bad things they do, you have a look at the various other leaders, other parties you've got, and none of them have got clean hands, have they? They've all... There's something... I don't think there's a single MP who's done something dodgy, and like, even if they are the best of a bad bunch, personally, I thought they might have been the best to steer us through these tough economic times, but the rest of the country said, no, we want some bloke in a shiny suit. So, that's my opinion anyway. How did you feel about that, Tony?
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was strange how the Conservatives' whole campaign was about change when they didn't really have much in terms of policies. I just don't trust them. I think that's probably because I was born into a Thatcher government.
Exactly. It's absolutely fundamental, Tone. Our generation, I'm including you in that loosely, what you're being so much younger than me, but that intrinsically and fundamentally do not trust the Tories.
No.
I understand that every first-time voter has never known anything other than a Labour government in their brief adult life, so they might just want to change, fair enough. So vote Lib Dem.
Yeah.
But, as was proved with the electoral system we have in this country, the Lib Dems got 28% of the vote, but because of the first-past-the-post way we have of doing things, that equated to just over 50 seats, didn't it? Just under 60 seats.
Mm.
Labour only got 30% of the vote, but amassed 260.
Yeah.
So you can see straight away there that there's something not right, and I think regardless of who gets into power, I hope the Lib Dems insist that there has to be electoral reform, proper electoral reform, not a promise, or at least an instant referendum.
Yeah.
Saying, do we want to try something different? Because I think now the first-past-the-post system, I think, is too antiquated for it to work. I think there's as Billy Bragg recently said, you know, there's a couple of 100,000 people in marginal seats that are deciding who runs the country.
Was Billy Bragg promoting the Tories in the campaign?
No, he was saying that he's very, very left wing, Billy Bragg, and he was saying that even though he is a, you know, lifelong Labour Party, in fact, sort of left of the Labour Party, he just wants to see change, and if it means there is another administration, then fair enough, but he wants to see proper representation in this country, which I think is fair enough. Anyway, should we do this?
Yeah. So, quite simply, David Cameron, but he'll be from London in the United Kingdom,
is a twat. And an oily catwank to boot. Right.
Fingers crossed he doesn't get him.
Have you done anything this week?
No, I had to work all week, and then at the weekend, last minute, my parents decided to go to Australia for a few months, so I had to...
Oh, did they want to help your sister move in?
Yeah, so...
Or just to
On Saturday, they've gone for 3 months, so yeah, stay there for my sister and everything, look after the kids and help out, so I had to drive down to Surrey to drop off at my mother's sister, then drive back, so that's about a 7-hour drive. Yeah. So the Saturday was kind of a transport day, and Sunday I just kind of chilled. We had a bit of a walk around by the canal in Nottingham and popped into the university and saw a bit of Nottingham, but that was about it really. Just been
okay.
Yeah, that's it. And then today my TV's broken.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah, I can't watch the news. But yeah,
I can tell you about it. There's a hung parliament.
Is there? Oh, brilliant. That's
there's,
all
there's
right.
There's a hung parliament, and Gordon Brown is on the verge of vacating 10 Downing Street. It's big news that we've managed to belittle in our usual style. It's massive. We're not a political podcast, are we? So no. I don't really want to go into too much detail, but this is a time of possibly exciting change for this country. We'll see what happens, and if you are in another country, we'll keep you posted, albeit briefly. Time for the last song, Tony.
Okay.
Now, this is the bonus track from the album, the very last track, and it's called... Right, I'm not going to tell you what the song's called.
All right, okay.
And I'm going to send you it in Spanish. So I'd like you to write on the page that's in Spanish. The Spanish... But I'll send you it, all right?
Okay.
Does that sound... Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
The song is starting in English by a Spanish band, so I think it'd be good to write it in Spanish on the show notes, which we put all over the net after this. The band of the Rarest, Alicia from the Rarest, has been in touch before. They did send us a CD, actually, a few years ago. Absolutely brilliant band, one of my favourites in Spain. What I want to know is, what is the Rarest's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheRarest?
It is. It's a win tone. Tony 5, cool. Paulie being Internet 3. This is, in Spanish, Brandon Nor Cadillac. The Rarest, Tony. This has been an Hispanic Stomp Girls compilation 2010 special here on Punky Radio, part of at least a month of label specials that we're doing. We did Punker Pages last week, Hispanic Stomp this week, we're doing That's Not Skanking next week, TNS, as we get excited about Strummer Camp, and so we'll have 8 different largely ska punk great songs next week. There's some things we want you to do, obviously. Just remind them what they are, Tony.
Please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. I'm literally out of comments now and votes, so do whack your votes in over the next week, please.
Whack my votes in.
Whack them in. I'll vote as well. So go to punkyradio.com, and at the top is important, please vote. Hit that, and enter your email address and the subject in the comment, and I'll read them out next week. Do that, and I also need twat. because I've only got one left. So email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason.
Right. Also, if you're in the North Hertfordshire area this weekend, my gigs in Hitchin and Lechworth are on. They feature George Egg and Rob Healy on Compay. Friday night, there's an after-show party at Sheik Park. Saturday night, I normally go to the Coven, because it was last week. I will be going out in Lechworth afterwards, so maybe I'll see one or two of you out and about in Lechworth, probably in the Arena Tavern, even if you don't make it to the show. It would be lovely seeing you, though. Tickets for Lechworth show are still available, etc, etc, etc. Thank you to Hispanic Stomp for doing this brilliant thing every year and giving us the opportunity to get a free CD. Most of the band should be on MySpace Top Friends. Please do check out the MySpace page, leave comments, and have a great week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.